Bibles, please, for our second reading, which will be from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 57. Isaiah chapter 57, verse 1, hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. The righteous perisheth, and no man layeth it to heart, and merciful men are taken away, none considering that the righteous is taken away from the evil to come. He shall enter into peace, they shall rest in their beds, each one walking in his uprightness. But draw near hither, ye sons of the sorceress, the seed of the adulterer, and the whore. Against whom do ye sport yourselves? Against whom make ye a wide mouth and draw out the tongue? Are ye not children of transgression, a seed of falsehood, inflaming yourselves with idols under every green tree, slaying the children in the valleys, under the cliffs of the rocks? Among the smooth stones of the stream is thy portion. They are thy lot. Even to them hast thou poured a drink offering. Thou hast offered a meat offering. Should I receive comfort in these? Upon a lofty and high mountain hast thou set thy bed. Even thither wentest thou up to offer sacrifice. Behind the doors also, and the posts hast thou set up thy remembrance. For thou hast discovered thyself to another than me, and art gone up. Thou hast enlarged thy bed and made thee a covenant with them. Thou lovest their bed where thou sawest it. And thou wentest to the king with ointment, and didst increase thy perfumes, and didst send thy messengers far off, and didst debase thyself even unto hell. Thou art wearied in the greatness of thy way, yet saidst thou not, there is no hope. Thou hast found the life of thine hand, therefore thou wast not grieved. And of whom hast thou been afraid or feared that thou hast lied and hast not remembered me, nor laid it to thy heart? Have not I held my peace even of old, and thou fearest me not? I will declare thy righteousness and thy works, for they shall not profit thee. When thou criest, let thy companies deliver thee, but the wind shall carry them all away. Vanity shall take them, but he that putteth his trust in me shall possess the land, and shall inherit my holy mountain, and shall say, cast ye up, prepare the way, take up the stumbling block out of the way of my people. For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place, with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. For I will not contend forever, neither will I always be wroth, for the spirit should fail before me in the souls which I have made. For the iniquity of his covetousness was I wroth, and I smote him. I hid me, and was wroth, and he went on frowardly in the way of his heart. I have seen his ways, and will heal him. I will lead him also, and restore comforts unto him and to his mourners. I create the fruit of the lips. Peace, peace to him that is far off, and to him that is near, saith the Lord. And I will heal him. But the wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up the mire and dirt. There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. May God add his blessing to the reading and to the hearing of his most holy word. Well, verses 1 and 2 are set off against the rest. Some have said really 1 and 2 should be a part of the former chapter. I'm not convinced of that because it seems to me to be a transition piece or an exception in the midst of a passage. If you notice what the end of 56 looks like, it is the accusation against an indulgent people. But then verses 1 and 2 of 57 present to us a parenthesis, a change of subject, a contrast. The righteous perisheth, and no man layeth it to heart. And merciful men are taken away, none considering that the righteous is taken away from the evil to come. He shall enter into peace. They shall rest in their beds, each one walking in his uprightness. Can I say it this way, my dear brothers and sisters? And I hope you'll hear me in this because it's a hard word. Death is not the worst thing that can happen to you. Death is not the worst thing that can happen to you. In fact, if you believe the Bible, and I'm convinced that you do, Isaiah 57, 1 and 2 says, in this case, death has been a mercy. It's been a mercy. The Lord has been saying in 56, and then in the rest of 57, except for the end, that he is going to bring judgment, and that that judgment is going to be difficult. It is going to be persistent. It is going to be hard. It is going to, people are going to lose their lives over it. And they will do more than that. They will see worse than simply losing of their own lives. They will see suffering. Suffering upon themselves, upon their family members, upon their loved ones. They will see the loss of their estates. They will see the marauding armies coming in from outside of Jerusalem and Judea. And they will be very rapacious in their work. They'll see all of that. And the Lord says, but before that happens, I'm going to take away my righteous ones so they don't see it. I'm going to take away my righteous ones. Now, what would be the response of the carnal heart to that? Look at that. Those righteous ones, it didn't help them at all. They died before the rest of us. What does the Lord say about it? I took them away to spare them. My dear brothers and sisters, death is not the worst thing that can happen to you. Dying without Christ is. Dying in your sins, that's the worst thing that could ever happen to you. And one of the difficult things that can happen to you is standing before the Lord in your sins and watching the judgments around you until you repent. And yet the Lord will do that for His people because He loves them. And He will bring them through the fire and will save them. That's really what Isaiah 57 is all about. It's about that there are some that are taken away early so that they won't see the judgment. And then there are others who go on in their sinfulness. And let's make sure we understand some of the sinfulness that is described in Isaiah chapter 57. You've turned away from me. You've opened up your affections to other gods. You've sacrificed unto them among the smooth stones of the creek where it's pleasant, right? Where you're in the shade. You've been very indulgent. Your indulgence has gone into illicit relations between men and women such that you have, quote unquote, spare children that you're sacrificing to those gods as well. Now, before we rise up in some kind of supercilious righteous indignation and say, oh, that wicked nation, let's remember our own. We're doing the same thing. We just have a much more sanitary way of doing it. But we are doing the same thing. And so the Lord is going to outline sins that are almost beyond imagining, but not really. And then He's going to say, what am I going to do to those who sin that way against me? Well, then He's going to bring His dire judgments upon them. But there are some of those that He's going to bring those judgments and that will turn them to their salvation instead. And that's what the latter part of the chapter is about. So, chapter 57 follows upon chapter 56 in that there are judgments described. Some of God's people will be taken away before those judgments come so that they will not bear the burden of seeing them. Death will be a mercy to them. Others will see them all and they will die in their sins. And then others of God's people from the foundation of the world will see many of them and will turn from their sins. And the Lord will, what does He say? Forgive and heal them. Notice then the judgment and mercy of God. Or, lest you think this is a This is only an Old Testament doctrine, as the apostle says it. Notice, therefore, the mercy and severity of the Lord. Right? What was the apostolic preaching again? How was it characterized? Repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Repentance means what? Repentance from all kinds of sins. From self-righteousness on the one hand to indulgence on the other. So then we come to the end of the chapter. Notice, I have seen his ways, verse 18, and will heal him. I will lead him also and restore comforts unto him and to his mourners. Then a transition verse, I create the fruit of the lips, peace, peace to him that is far off and to him that is near. The apostle Paul will jump on that scripture. He'll import it into his own gospel preaching, because the Gentiles indeed will come and they will hear and they will have peace. But then note, there is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. And remember that these last 27 chapters of the book of Isaiah are divided into three sections. And each of those sections, well, the first two sections end with, there is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. So we have three sections then in that last 26 chapters, 40 through 66 of the book of Isaiah. And we've come to the end of the second section. And then this afternoon, Lord willing, in chapter 58, we will begin the final section. All right? All right, well, let's stand and continue.